Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. Today's topic is going to be on channeling, and I have debated doing this episode for quite some time. I even don't teach students or anybody that I work with exactly how to channel because it can be difficult to teach it and to learn it, of course, but I've kind of sat back and wrote out my ideas and even just my own personal process that I thought would be helpful for you in case you're interested in doing it, because I think there's a lot of people who are interested. So this is my my work that I'm going to present to you, and I really hope that you find it helpful. So let's go ahead and jump into the topic of channeling. So channeling is the process of allowing a spirit or some other entity to communicate through you. It can really be a powerful tool for gaining insight, guidance, and even healing. Of course, healing messages, information, right? That's useful for us. And it's becoming pretty mainstream, at least from my personal opinion. And for many of you who are listening, I suspect that you already know who Esther Hicks is, who channels these beings called Abraham. So I think it is becoming mainstream. If anything, you have probably listened to several channeled messages all the way up to this date. But what exactly is channeling and how does it work? And this is what we're going to get into today specifically. So channeling is the process of allowing a spirit or entity, again, to communicate through you. It is a form of communication and it can be used to connect with a variety of beings. So this includes your angels, archangels, any types of messengers, guides, ascended masters, your higher self, even deceased loved ones. And that's specifically if you're a medium, which I'm going to avoid talking about today because there really is a whole other process to connecting to deceased spirits that, you know, they've crossed on, right? There's a whole different, there are different steps to take. And I think there are even other spirits involved in this process. It's not something that I have decided to do personally. Have I encountered, you know, and spoken with those who have crossed over? Yes, I have, specifically my loved ones who have passed away. But this is not something that I actually focus on, so I'm going to avoid talking about that during today's talk. Okay, so there is a great book called Opening to Channel, How to Connect with Your Guide by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer, and this is the first book that I purchased some years back, and I do think it's worth a read over, and I'll connect it in the show notes so you can take a look and see if it resonates with you. But I think it's one of the best books out there. And according to these authors in particular, channeling is a powerful means of spiritual enfoldment and conscious transformation. So as you channel, you build a bridge to the higher realms. And these are loving, caring, you know, there's a loving, caring, purposeful, collective higher consciousness, something that we all kind of refer to as God or all that is, or the universal mind, source energy, whatever name you want to give it. But channeling does involve consciously shifting your mind and your mental space in order to achieve an expanded state of consciousness, which is very, very true. And I'm actually going to write this down because I want to come back to this later in the talk today. All right. So channeling can be used for a variety of purposes. So yes, we were talking about, you know, communication, but it's used to really gain insight, guidance, to receive healing. And I think that's like healing knowledge, to learn about other dimensions and realities. But of course, many people also want to channel because they want to know their future, right? They want to know what's coming up down the road, or they want to get some assistance on how to proceed in a specific direction, or how do they manage certain setbacks, right? We all have things that happen in our lives that we want clarity on, and channeling is one of the best ways to get some sort of divine information, some sort of insight. I think we should begin also by discussing exactly what a channel is. I think it's helpful to imagine your channel as a radio antenna. So just as a radio picks up stations, signals, or frequencies through tuning in, we can tune in to access the unseen world through our channel. Through channeling, we're able to access messages from, as I said before, all different types of spirits. We can connect to source. We can also learn, you know, what wounds we need to heal from in this life, etc. There's an abundance of information that we can access when we learn how to properly channel and use the process that works best for us on an individual basis. So as we work with our channel and connect regularly, our experiences, intuition, and our connection, you know, is most likely going to strengthen. And then connecting will become easier, and the guidance that we receive may even become way more profound. So as we work with the unseen or with spirit, we gain trust and we gain confidence in the work that we're doing, and we start to doubt less as we continue to practice. This is super important. You know, when we start to do this work, even when I started to do this work, I had so many doubts. This is one of the one of the biggest hurdles that you are going to have to overcome when you start is having the self-doubt in your mind and the skepticism prior to even beginning. So you already are sabotaging yourself, and that doubt that you have is going to interfere in what it is that you're trying to do. It's going to keep you blocked. So these are some of the things that you kind of need to address at the outset, right? Why do I think this isn't going to work for me? Why do I feel like I'm going to not be able to actually be a channel or access divine messages? What is it about me to where someone else can do it easily, but I'm never going to be able to do it, right? These are the thoughts that we have about ourselves that we have to sit down and address them, get to the root of them, and then let them go. Because if not, you're going to always have an issue trying to channel when you're attempting to do the process, right? So if you are wondering whether you yourself have a channel, the answer, of course, is yes. Now, I would say in the modern world, we really have lost touch with our belief in the world or in the unseen world. If we have any experiences today can be labeled as fringe, different, that are non-traditional, people might call us crazy, right? We'd be too embarrassed to share them. I mean, it is very scary to kind of step into a space and say, okay, I channel beings from different dimensions. Of course, a majority of the planet is going to think you're totally batshit crazy. You know, something's wrong with that person. They have a mental illness, etc. These are very, you know, it can be very frightening to do so with a lot of harsh judgment. So I understand also that it's a scary thing to put yourself out there, especially after you've been practicing, and share your experiences, right? Because there's a lot of criticism and there's a lot of judgment. But the one thing I want to say here is when you step into this space and you want to really try it and give it your all, if this is really a passion of yours, then I really encourage you to begin with an open mind and don't have any particular expectations in your mind. Just allow the process to unfold as is and just try to surrender to the experience, again, without any type of judgment, right? So you need to pretty much put your ego to the side. There are a few different types of channeling. There's mental channeling, and this is the most common type of channeling. It involves receiving messages from that spirit or entity through your thoughts. There's physical channeling, and this involves the entity moving your body or speaking through your voice. There's written channeling, and this involves the spirit or entity writing through your hand. And then there's automatic writing, and this is a type of written channeling where you don't consciously control the pen or the pencil and the spirit that's through you, that's really inside of your energy body. I'll put it that way. They're taking control and writing out the messages. So today in particular, we're going to be speaking about mental channeling and physical channeling to a certain degree. I do want to preface this by saying that everyone has their own methodology. What you're getting today is mine specifically. This is not the only way to go about doing this. It is simply one of many. I also want to say that when you're starting out with channeling, patience is most certainly a virtue. We tend to be our own worst enemies, especially when we're learning something new and trying a really difficult process, but we should really just give ourselves a little leniency here and remember that we are in the learning phase. I want to talk to you about something called a gatekeeper. So a gatekeeper, many of you might be familiar with this already. If not, let me tell you, a gatekeeper works in the spiritual realms to vet spirits and to guard, block, and oversee interactions that seers and channelers and even healers come across. Gatekeepers are a specialized form of guide, and these types of spirits, they work with protection. They block the energetic connection to darker entities and unpleasant spirits. It's important to really be aware that some spirits may act as imposters, and you have to build a relationship with your gatekeeper and work with them to vet the spirit, especially, you know, if they end up somehow coming through. So if you hear low vibrational messages that are angry or hurtful, or if the spirit is dishonest, then it's time to really bring in your gatekeeper or some sort of protective guide to escort them away. Always trust your intuition, and if something is off or if the energy is uncomfortable, then call for help. So you can ask Archangel Michael, who's my go-to Archangel, who always will take away any dark spirits that may come to really irritate, annoy, and scare the crap out of me sometimes. So, you know, you have to always be mindful that many types of spirits coexist. This is something I say all the time, so I know it's redundant, but it is super true. All types of spirits coexist, and not all of them are for your highest good. There are a lot of mischievous spirits around, so when you're tapping in, I'm not saying this to scare you, so please be aware of that, but when you're tapping in, you know, get in touch with your gatekeeper, surround yourself with very protective beings so that, you know, there's a higher likelihood that none of these mischievous spirits will come knocking on your door. But I do recommend that you try to meet with your gatekeeper before you begin with this work. I'm sure you're sitting here wondering, like, how do I do this? Well, we do this by meditating with the intent to connect to our gatekeeper. If you're really serious about channeling, your higher self already knows that this is something you're attempting to do, and so does your direct spirit guide. They can work with you so that they can help to connect you to your gatekeeper and also find the right meditation as well. You know, most of these connections that we make with our spiritual team happen during a meditative state. So if you're still very resistant to meditating every day, I would suggest you at least try 3 days a week to get to incorporate this into your lifestyle, and so that it becomes a lifestyle over time. So you do it every week, at least 3 times a week. And if you commit to a 90-day, I'm already forgetting this. If you give yourselves 90 days, like a challenge, then after 90 days, it will just become a part of your life. It'll feel weird to not meditate. So if you're sitting here asking me, how long do I need to meditate? Just put 15 minutes and allow that to be normalized into your life. All right, so once you've met your gatekeeper, then we can move on to the next step. I want to move into talking about mental channeling, because this is really what I do. And I am going to walk you through really kind of my process of how I do this. And let me also say, this was not overnight, you guys. I've been doing this type of work for 10 years. It's real commitment, dedication, and practice. You know, when I first met my first spirit guide, I had asked him, like, what's one word you could use to describe me? And it came in very fast. He was like, disciplined. And he's very right. I'm an extremely disciplined person. My family, I grew up in a military household, so that's in my bones. Especially when I want to learn how to do something, I will make it happen one way or the other, and I will learn it. So with mental channeling, as with any other skill that you're trying to learn, it takes commitment. It takes practice over and over and over, and you're gonna mess up a lot. That is okay. Yeah, it's embarrassing, like anything else you do when you make mistakes. You know, it's embarrassing, but you get good at it only through practice. So as a refresher, mental channeling involves receiving messages from a spirit through your thoughts, okay? If you're interested in learning how to channel, let's talk about the process. All right. I'm sure some of you want to learn and you want to take notes. So listen to this a few different times. After you've listened to this episode, definitely, you know, start to practice. I always say get a practice buddy, somebody that you can practice with over and over and over and over and over, because that is also what I have, and it's super helpful, and they've learned how I do it. And you got to get somebody who you can trust, someone who's not going to judge you, and someone who's not going to criticize you, someone who understands that you're learning, and that's, and it's okay to make mistakes. So let's talk about the process. As with anything else, you have to find a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed, you guys. Turn off your phone. Turn off everything else. Give yourself the time. You know, this is really an act of following a passion. So you owe it to yourself to, you know, really do it the right way. After you find somewhere to sit that's really quiet, next, what I personally do is what I call light clearing. Working with light is crucial for any kind of channeling. There's another book, I'm sitting here trying to remember what it's called. I think it's called Introduction to Channeling. And it talks about how light is intelligent energy in motion. So it has consciousness, right? And it can repattern and reprogram your thoughts, your emotions, your energy body, and your DNA. And light is also all around us. It's accessible when we actively prepare to channel and when we are consciously open to receiving support. It's very supportive of channeling as it strengthens our energy field and our chakras while flushing out any impurities. It assists with fluid telepathic communication, and it can work with any aspects of our energetic anatomy. So it's really important that we learn to work with light and incorporate light work. And when I say that, I do not mean utilizing cards or using a pendulum or any other divination tools. I'm not referring to that. I really mean legit light. So what does this look like? This means, yes, clearing out your body by imagining light running through your body, white light. You can also use different colors of light. I do also recommend you learn about that on your journey, because that would be super helpful. But you use this light, to clear out your chakras, to clear out your channel so that it will flow, so the energy will flow easy, and so that you're an open channel available to receive messages and insight clearly without any blocks. That is what I do. I always run light down through my channel and I see it cleared before I get started. The next thing you have to do is actually relax and then focus on your breathing. I always recommend performing some form of inhalations and then exhales for a while to continue clearing out your energy. It opens and it clears your channel as well. It's super helpful in that way. I find that even on a daily basis when I'm meditating, if I focus on breath work, it is like my channel is, I don't know if it's more extensive, I'm more receptive to information. I definitely feel heightened energy all around me. Breath work is super, super powerful in that way. So next, I would say do at least 10 before moving on to the next stage. So next, what are we gonna do? We're gonna ground our energy. It is super important to ground all of your energy when you are opening up your channel. Even there are times where I would be channeling someone or channeling a spirit, and then they will interrupt saying, "You really need to ground. You need to ground a little bit better." Like, okay, so then I'll stop and I will then reroute myself into the earth as much as I possibly can. After grounding, you put up your protective shield around your body, always very important. You can also ask your protective guides to be shielding you, and you can envision this in your mind, shields all around your body, you guys, right? There are no limitations and there's no wrong way, you know, to throw your shield around your body as well. So find what works with you, always be consistent. And then next, you need to have some sort of opening declarative statement. I'm trying to think here. Like, I am connecting to blah, blah, blah spirit. You know, I am a spirit available, open to channeling messages from XYZ spirit. Some sort of declarative statement that you're always going to use consistently, because then it signals that, okay, my channel is open and I'm ready to work. At this point, you should already know which spirit you want to connect with. At this time, you should invite in your gatekeeper to help bring in the spirit that you want to connect with. And you can also ask them to help protect your energy and keep out any unwanted spirits. Once this is done, I want you to take a few breaths in and out. Again, get relaxed. And then you're going to be waiting for that spirit to arrive. Now, I do something just a little bit different here. It's just become part of my practice, and if I don't do this part, it doesn't work for me. I don't know, it's a mental thing. So I like to do invocations. That's what I always do when I'm working with spirit, and it doesn't matter if it is a deity, like a goddess, it doesn't matter if it's the archangels, the angels, it doesn't matter if it's a planet that I'm invoking. I legit invoke them with my words audibly, out loud. I have to say it out loud. And as I invoke them, I call them in closer, closer, and it gets louder and louder until I feel the presence arrive. It could be very quick, or it could take a minute or two, but I will feel, because I'm clairsentient, I will feel them come, and they'll stand either on my right or my left. But I think it is very important to learn to feel the energy of spirit in general, and to feel energy, especially the energy of the spirit that you want to channel. So now this kind of gets a little bit tricky, right? Because not everybody is clairsentient, and I am fully aware of this. I was not clairsentient my whole life either. I do think that if you're trying to learn to channel, you should try to learn to develop your clairsentience. Feeling energy and having the ability to discern different types of energy is really important. When you're clairsentient, you can learn what your angels feel like, what goddesses feel like, what archangels feel like, what other higher level energies feel like, etc. And I think that that is very important, you guys. Discernment, discernment, discernment is key. So I think that in parallel with channeling, start working on building up your clairsentience, learning to tune in to different types of energies and vibrations. So now, once the spirit has arrived and you feel them, you can either, you can start talking to the spirit if you want, and then try hearing what they have to say. And this is really mental channeling. You're going to hear them speak in your head, legit speak. Now, when I'm saying this, you might be thinking, can I tell if it's male or female? Like, are they going to have a distinctive voice, or is it going to sound like me? This is a great question, because it can sound directly like you guys, but the tone and the word choice is going to be different. So there, when I listen to, I'm just thinking of a goddess that I've worked with, Isis, as an example, right? I could feel her energy very powerfully, so I already know she's there. But the words and her cadence, her word choice, how she speaks is different than me. So that's how I know also it is not me. And then the spirits will use words that you may have to look up in dictionary later. So it's also kind of a telltale sign. So keep that in mind. But you also, just FYI, you may actually hear them sound distinctly male, female, old, or young. Just FYI there, that could happen. All right. So this is really mental channeling. So when I'm sitting down and I've invoked the spirit and they're there and I hear them, I'll hear them start talking and I'll just repeat what I'm hearing to everybody. But there is such thing called physical channeling or trance channeling, which I do think those two are not synonymous. When we talk about physical channeling, this really means that a spirit is speaking directly through you, right? Same thing with trance, but trance is a little different. When it comes to trance, you are fully in the trance without consciousness. When you are doing physical channeling, I still have my consciousness. I can still feel my body. I am speaking, I know what I'm saying, but I may not remember exactly what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying at the time. I may have to go back and listen, but when you're in full trance, they have taken over and they could have a whole 30-minute, 1-hour spiel and you have not one clue what was said. And then, yeah, you'll have to go back and listen, hoping that it wasn't totally crazy. But I do both mental and physical challenging, but channeling. So again, with the physical channeling, it means that the spirit is speaking directly through you. So for me, again, I do physical channeling and mental channeling, but I'm also very mindful of the type of spirit I'm working with and how strong their energy is and how compatible our spirits are. I'm going to get into this in a little bit. I do think that trance channeling takes an insane amount of practice. I don't know that I have that willingness to allow something to fully take over me. I don't think I would like that. But there are, I think, remarkable trance channels, and I think Esther Hicks is one of them as well. And the messages are completely beautiful, and she's, you know, given them control to take over. And it takes a lot of trust to do something like that. And also trance channeling, and yes, physical channeling, takes a lot of practice, you guys. So let me say, after I've invoked the spirit that I want to speak with, I feel their energy. If it is too strong for me to sustain, I might get a headache. I might feel dizzy. Yes, you are going to feel the physical effects of the type of spirit that you invoke to work with. If the energy isn't way too strong, and I feel really comfortable with this spirit, especially already after having tried with them a few times, then I will literally invite them into my physical form to speak directly through me. And this is through a lot of trust. I have to feel their energy, know their energy. The archangels are there with me. I feel safe and comfortable, and then I will invite them in because I think it would be easier for us to communicate that way. And after I've extended this invitation, I will then feel their energy move into the center of my body. I feel pressure, usually in the middle of my forehead, and then I feel a bit of tightness in my chest, but I always make sure I breathe in and out a few times before we get on with the show. You know, sometimes there can be a delay if I begin to overthink it, you guys. And yeah, sometimes I'm human just like everybody else. I think, oh no, what if I mess up? Oh no, what if I don't hear? What if it doesn't work? And then all of those thoughts, one after another, makes it very difficult for it to even work, right? So I have to be really in a trusting state of mind. And it's with the spirits that I've worked with quite a bit. But I do feel them a literal shift into the center of my body. And it's very funny. When I start talking, just me, then I feel kind of a pull back. And then when I'm done asking the question, they'll move into the center again. And I feel that pressure build up in the center of my head as well. So I know that they're ready to answer whatever questions or share some particular form of insight. Okay, so next, you know, I'm pretty open to receiving whatever message the spirit has for me. And I advise that you be that way as well. We don't always know what they're gonna say, how they're gonna say it. I've heard all sorts of messages, and when it's a serious conversation, it's hard. And I can feel that they're trying to tell me the answer in a way that they know is going to be super helpful for me in this life. And they're also going to say the message in a way that they know you will be receptive to, as opposed to somebody else. You know, they could say something that's a little bit, they could give me a swift kick in the ass about something, right? Or they don't want to listen to the complaints. Or I feel the eye roll at times. Things, you know, they work in a way that they know I am going to respond to. They could say something that would light a fire under my ass, but it might not help somebody else, right? So just be open to the way that spirit is going to communicate and the type of messages that they do want to share. But also, again, as I, you know, I think I said this earlier, just be mindful of who comes through and trust your intuition, you guys. That's what it's there for. So next, I personally prefer that somebody outside of me, another human being, asks me questions while I am in a channeled state. It's definitely much easier if you do this because you're not anticipating the questions or anticipating the answers. So many of you guys, and myself included, thinks, oh, I'm making this up. Well, if you didn't know what was going to be asked, right, how could you make it up for the most part? So it's easier to find somebody else outside yourself who's going to ask you questions and guide you. So you'll hear me sometimes on some of my private channeling sessions that I'm going to share with you tell my channeling buddy, you know, to ask me these questions so that it takes me out of this space. So the answers come faster and the answers come much clearer if I do that. If I'm channeling independently alone, then it's a little bit more challenging sometimes for me to do it, right? Because then I get a little bit more in my head. Okay. So another thing, are there times where you don't get messages? Yes. The answer is definitively yes, this happens. You know, you're not always going to get a message. You may not always be able to hear well, or, you know, even they may not be able to speak through you well. This definitely happens. That's why it takes practice. And that could be for so many different reasons. You could be really tired. Let me just tell you that if you are really tired, don't even bother to try. You guys, give yourself a break. Sleep. Get yourself into a really good mood. Anything that depletes your energy is going to be very hard for you to connect. But if you are in a good mood and that spirit's there and a question is asked and you can't get the answer, it's okay. Because number one, maybe you're not supposed to know right now. Maybe you're supposed to know later down the line, or you're just not supposed to know in general, and that's okay. Don't take it personally. Don't get mad and don't get frustrated, because when you do, you're making that session even more tough than it needs to be. Okay. The next thing I wanted to say is, you know, it's really important for you to be mindful of how long you sustain a spirit in your body, right? At the beginning, I really would not do more than like 10 to 15 minutes. But as you continue to practice, you know, you can increase each session. You have to always be mindful that each spirit carries their own vibration and their own energy. If their energy is very, very strong, or if their energy is incompatible with yours, at least during the first few sessions, you may have a really hard time with this connection, right? It may be really difficult for you to sustain that energy if it's way too strong for your body. It's like your vibration isn't there yet. Your body isn't ready to hold that type of energy yet. And yes, it does take quite a bit of time. And also another thing I wanted to state here is that it is exhausting. It is so tiring. I don't know how to explain, like, it's almost like you ran a marathon after you've done a long session and you have to sleep. It's like you want to eat a hamburger and then go directly to sleep, you guys, or eat, I don't know, a lamb or something very, very meaty, and then crash out. So just be aware of these things. So I'm going to keep going, but there will be some tips that I'll give you too. So next, keep in mind that depending on the type of spirit you connect with, the messages are, of course, going to vary. So what you're getting always are the perspectives of that spirit. And yes, they probably will have their own personality. So always remember that every spirit is going to come and speak to you in their way. And I only know this through practice. I'm going to keep saying this, and it's very redundant, and you can roll your eyes, but it is key. You know, I've worked with a lot of people, and I feel very grateful because it has taught me a lot. But what I've also seen, and through myself, you know, a lot of people, there's like a sense of urgency to learn, which is great. But if we don't get it right the first three times, you know, we want to give up and move on to something else. That's not how you're going to succeed. You have to legit commit, and commit hard, which means you keep practicing even though you may not be seeing the results in that moment. You could be practicing for 2 months and still not see anything. But if you keep going, you will see some. You will experience it. You'll start to feel the energy of spirits. You may not know that that's what it is, but that's what it is. You're feeling the energy of that spirit, and then all of a sudden, you might hear a little word here. Like, it'll start as whispers, and the whispers will get louder and louder and louder to the point where, boom, you hear it very clearly. And then once you start to hear it very clearly and your channeling sessions are starting to get better and better and better, then if you want, you can shift to physical channeling and start that journey as well. So things take time, you guys. I practice often to keep it going so that I can get better and better and better, because not every session is perfect. And yeah, there are some sessions where I am clearly on the struggle bus, and others where it is so clear, and other times where the spirits are speaking through so it's like fluid, that it's shocking. But then I'm back 2 weeks later and I'm sitting here like, why can't I connect to Aphrodite? So, you know, it's all about, it really is all about the journey. Okay. So once I have completed the session, And I have asked, you know, the spirit to please, you know, it can exit out the body, and then I will feel them legit shift to my right every time. You know, I cut cords with them. I clear my energy. I really officially close the session with another closing statement to officially end it. I have a statement that I use to open and a statement that I use to close every single time. And I prefer to speak out loud when I am doing this. I don't know. There's something about the energy of sound that works for me. You know, I close the session and then it's over. And what's so funny is, even after this session is closed, sometimes I'll be talking to my friend Aaron or Deborah, whoever I'm working with, and then I can still feel that spirit lingering around because we're questioning or we're discussing what we just heard, and then they will still contribute something. Like, they're there because they know we're done, but we're not done. They'll add in their two cents, but eventually they'll pop, you know, they'll go back home. So I want to now talk to you about trance channeling, because there are similarities, you guys, but there are some major differences. So when you are fully, you know, in a trance channeling sessions, again, this means that the spirit has fully taken over and you are not conscious of what's being said. When you're doing physical channeling, you're still fully aware. The difference is, sometimes when the spirit is speaking through you, you just might not remember everything that's said, or you might be led to go off into some sort of tangent that may be irrelevant to the question at hand. That happens as well. That happens to me, but it's something that they want to say, so I just let them say it. All right. As I said, practice as you're starting off. And if you are sitting here thinking, I don't know anybody, there's no community, you know, if I tell anybody I want to learn how to do this, they're going to think I'm really crazy, or they need to, you know, pray for me, or I'm possessed by the devil, all those things that anyone can say. What you can do is legit talk to your guides, even if you can't see or hear them. That doesn't matter. They're still there. And ask them to send you somebody to practice with, or guide you to the perfect place to go. And you keep asking until it shows up, you guys. I am very persistent, and I know it is annoying, but that's just my personality, especially when I want something or I want to learn something. So keep asking and ask for clarity, and then follow the breadcrumbs, the signs that they're going to drop for you. So another question I want to address is, which spirit should I practice with first? I always recommend actually starting with your higher self first. This is the connection that should be the strongest for anybody, for all of us, because it's your true identity. It's your true spirit. And it has all the answers that you're seeking. And, you know, that voice, yes, it is that quiet, you know, what is that still small voice within, but it has the plan for your life, right? So it's holding the key. It knows exactly, you know, how to unlock what it is you're seeking. Now, for some of you, this really might be the only voice that you want to connect with. And that is great. Focus on that connection. So you can invoke your higher self. You can call in your higher self. There is no wrong or right way to call them in or invoke them. Find a statement that works for you. And then if you want to expand beyond your higher self, I recommend then working next with your guides. You know, that energy won't be such a heavy lift after your higher self. And then after that, your angels and so on and so forth, with deities or spirits whose energy is even higher and higher and higher. Now, you have to remember, not everything is meant for you. Not everything is meant for me. And there might be some spirits that you can't connect with. Even if you really desire to, you might have trouble doing that. And that is okay. Because again, not everything is meant for you, but also not everything is meant for you right now. So you might not be able to connect with them today, but you could connect with them, like, I don't know, 3 years down the road, they might pop up. All right. So just trust that whatever is available is helpful for your journey at the time. Now, some things to be mindful of: always trust your intuition. If something doesn't feel right, don't be afraid to stop. If something is there that you don't like, then close the session immediately. Call in your protective spirit guide to escort them away. Ask your gatekeeper to take them back to wherever they need to go, and clear your energy after that. If you're not getting any messages or if you're not getting an answer to the question at hand, do not take it personally. Don't get upset. Keep it moving. Circle back if you need to at the end, but don't take it personally. Next thing to be aware of, you are going to be tired after your session. Always make sure you ground yourself as much as possible, but you're going to be tired, you guys. That's just very, very normal. And the longer your sessions are, you are going to get extremely exhausted. So conserve your energy. The next thing is, this work takes time. Don't be so hard on yourself. And don't give up if it doesn't work the first month, second month, or third month, because you might have some sort of amazing breakthrough on the fourth month. Next, be positive, you guys. Be in a good mood. Keep your energy high before you do this work. Always be in a good mood, meaning, you know, maybe watch something funny. Do something to lift your spirits. That will make channeling that much more easy. Now, like you, I have seen many channelers on Instagram and YouTube, and they can jump right in and out of channeling, right? And they can channel anything. To be honest, that has not been my experience. You know, it's a process. And yes, there I have tried to connect to certain spirits and just did not have a strong connection with them, right? Also, sometimes I will be trying to connect with a spirit. I feel that they're there, but it's hard to hear them. And I have to ask for constant repeats. I just wanted to point that out because I personally have watched people and I'm like, wow, how are they, you know, how are they doing it so fast? Or how, you know, how can they connect to just anything under the sun? But not everything. And you know, you may disagree when you hear me saying this, and that's completely fine, you guys, if you've had a different experience. But I am just telling you this because you also may, you may have the same experience. Like, well, why can't I connect to this one? Why can't I connect to that one? You know? So, but again, trust what comes because it wants to help you. As I stated earlier, there are multiple forms of channeling, and what you're getting here is my way specifically, but it is not the only way. You know, some people can channel with writing or through automatic writing, and that may resonate more with you than mental channeling or even full-on trance. Now, I've decided to share more practice, more private practice channeling sessions with you on the podcast. I've debated this for quite some time because sometimes I get pushback and people get mad because they have these expectations of how these sessions are supposed to go. Some people believe you shouldn't be asking certain questions. Also, some people, to my very deep surprise, believe that spirits shouldn't be speaking a certain way, shouldn't be touching on certain topics, as if they are completely ill aware of what's happening on the planet, right? So I stopped, and then I've been doing more practicing, but you know what? I am going to share these with you guys because I do collaborate with spirits, and my goal is to share messages that are super helpful with you guys. My intention behind this whole podcast was to share what I have learned because I know it helps. It's helped me in my life, and I've seen it help other people, and it can really change your experience of being on this planet. You know, the world isn't necessarily super easy. And if we can, you know, tap into a different type of awareness, a different consciousness, and elevate that, then you'll have a better experience, but you can also help everybody else. And I think that these messages can be very informative for people in general. So I am going to share these messages. And the what I think is also going to be amusing is these are my private sessions that I practice with my friends, and you'll hear me make mistakes or for repeats or, you know, speak louder. Like, you'll hear me actually doing the work, doing the practice. I wish it was completely seamless. There are certain spirits that I connect with where it is, boom, so easy. And there are others where I'm a little struggling doing the session. But my personal team includes angels, archangels, deities that are female and male that I work with. I've even connected to the planets, which is something that I never expected to happen. I'm going to share that with you guys as well. And, you know, but these are the ones that I have the strongest connection with. And you'll see some struggles as well, but it took me a while, you guys, to start to connect to some of these spirits. Not everything was perfect at the outset, to be perfectly blunt with you, with the goddesses, even though they were coming into my dreams for a couple of years, it took a while to get the channeling down, and I'm still working through that. Sometimes it's faint, sometimes it's super strong. I can tell whose spirit and energy is most compatible with mine. The reason I'm telling you this is because this will likely be your experience as well, but it really took, you know, my commitment and constant practice and my belief that I know I could do it for this to get better and better and better. I'm certainly not a full-on trance channel, but I do allow certain spirits to speak through me when I can, when the opportunity presents itself. Like I said, I'm going to be sharing some of these sessions and the unexpected messages that I received over the next few months, and I hope it's helpful for you guys. I hope this today was super helpful for you. I've given you the way I do it, and I'm sure as I continue to do it, you know, things will probably shift here and there as things naturally do in life. You know, I've always found it really difficult to teach people how to specifically channel because it's kind of difficult, right? Because you're the one who is going to be undergoing the process, and you may hear, you may not, you may feel, you may not, and you may hear something and then you might doubt it, and that it's a very difficult thing for me to like hold your hand and try to legit walk you through the process month over month. And so I encourage you to do this on your own if you want to. There are several books out there. The two that I'm listing I feel like are the best. And you can take my method and trash it if it doesn't work for you, or you can run with it and utilize this to see if it helps you independently. I also want to say a couple things. Number one, remember that negative thinking and having a lot of doubt is not going to be helpful when you're learning how to channel. You got to stay positive. You got to keep an open mind and keep your vibration high, because that's going to help you the most. If you are slightly, you know, sleepy and you are learning and you're trying to do this, it's going to be hard. So whenever I'm tired or when my friends is tired, we're like, yeah, let's wait for another day when we're peppy and a good mood and, you know, we have a lot of energy, then it's better. So just keep a few of these things in mind, you guys. All right. So this was really just my episode of sharing my personal methodology with you for channeling all different types of spirits. And I really do certainly hope that this was helpful. And if you do try it and you're practicing over the next 3 to 6 months, please share your stories with me. I would love to hear them and share them with other people, because I know there are a number of people who want to connect with their guides, who want to connect with all types of spirits, you know, for a partnership, for understanding, to feel comforted, right? To get guidance, all of that. I totally get that. I'm human too. I do the same thing, right? So try this process or this method and see if it works for you. And if so, let me know how it goes, you guys. And I really do hope you enjoy the channeled sessions that I'm posting after this, because I'll post quite a few for you guys to listen to. And maybe there will be a kernel of information in there that is helpful for you and your life. Everyone, thank you again for listening to this episode. And for the listeners who are all over the world, again, thank you so much. That's a very humbling experience for me that you take what I'm saying and you find it very valuable. Everyone, please have a wonderful rest of your week. And I look forward to hearing your feedback about not just, you know, your channeling experiences, but also about the sessions that I'm going to post later. Take care, everybody.